31-year-old Kenya Green is a single mother of three from Madison who's been working on and off for a few years to complete her GED. She attends a mega school, an alternative school in Madison.
I was starting here 2 years ago, and I thought I was going to be able to get over it and get through it and everything, but kept getting obstacles and hurdles and stuff like that. So basically, I just came back, and hopefully I just get it out the way this time because I don't want to take it over again.
Green has taken four of the five necessary tests needed to obtain a GED. She had gotten a little stuck on math but came back to school to finish after learning about upcoming changes. Adult schools are trying to reconnect with the many students like Green who've taken a few tests but haven't finished for various reasons. Gloria Pitchford-Nicholas is dean of the Pre-College Education Division at Milwaukee Area Technical College.
We can't say enough about students that are in the pipeline. Currently, those are the students that will be greatly impacted because those students will perhaps have taken three tests or even four of the current tests for the 2002 series. All of that hard work will go away.
Students who don't complete all five tests this year will need to start all over again. The GED diploma will be changing in January to online testing that aligns with Common Core standards, a more rigorous curriculum. Current students have until early or mid-December to finish their GED. Milwaukee's Technical College says it will only accept new GED students through July. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.